Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. There are many kinds of pollinators that live around the Kachemak Bay area, and some are beginning to show up right now during the spring months. But why are they showing up now, and where are they when they're not here? Native bumblebees are one of the pollinators that tend to show up first in the Kachemak Bay area. Bumblebees pollinate various kinds of plants, ranging from crops you may have in your garden to wild berries such as strawberries and blueberries, as well as many different kinds of wildflowers such as dandelions. There are also many other kinds of insect pollinators that pollinate the many plants of Kachemak Bay. Some are other kinds of bees, such as sweet bees and andronid bees, while others are different kinds of insects, such as moths, mosquitoes, and wasps. Pollinators tend to start showing up from early spring to early summer. During the winter, they use various strategies to survive until spring. Some pollinators, such as moths and butterflies, migrate to warmer climates. Some hibernate. Others, usually bumblebees and honeybees, group together in large, sheltered colonies, such as hives, and stay active throughout the winter. When insect pollinators pollinate a plant, it generally happens when the insect flies to the flowering part of the plant to drink nectar. As it feeds, it brushes against the reproductive parts of the flower, picking up pollen on its body. Then, when the insect flies to another plant of the same species to drink its nectar, it deposits that pollen onto the next flower. Pollinators are an incredibly important part of our ecosystem, and ecosystems all around the world. More than a third of crops and over half of all wildflowers rely on them, but pollinator populations are declining. Due to many factors such as habitat loss, disease, and pollution, many of which are made worse by global warming, pollinators such as bees, birds, bugs, bats, and many others are becoming less and less common. One of the easiest ways you can help is by planting and keeping plants that provide them with food and places to live. Flowers such as native dandelions, forget-me-nots, and wild geraniums, as well as berry plants such as blueberries, strawberries, and cranberries, are great plants to grow and keep around the pollinators. So this summer, don't cut down all the flowers in your yard, and maybe even plant a few more. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladare, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.